Well, this morning is going to look a little bit different. We are going to get into God's Word. I do want to talk about what God has to say. And we're going to look at that at Luke chapter 17. But as elders, we gathered this past week, and we thought it would be very appropriate and very good to spend a little bit of extra time talking and giving you an update on our building. And so I believe that we have a picture for that. I believe we do. There we go. So I just want to give you an update. So it'll take a little bit of time. And so with that, you can give me a collective awe, but we're actually going to shorten the sermon a little bit today. Thanks. Makes me feel good. But I want to spend some time talking about the building and what's happening, because there's been conversations, there's been a lot going on, and we want to make sure that you're up to date with that. Well, back in June of 1993, almost 27 years ago to the date, Cornerstone Bible Church was launched in this area. And there's been a lot of changes that have taken place during Cornerstone's almost three-decade history. But one of the things that remains the same is the desire to reach this area with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that that never, ever changes. In our desire to honor the Lord and continue to advance the gospel in this region, we do believe that the timing has come to begin the construction of a church building that we could regularly gather in as a church family. But let me remind you that the building is not about the building. The building is a toolbox to support the church in advancing the kingdom of God. But putting this facility on our 40-acre property that Cornerstone owns is something that we have been seeking the Lord about for a number of years. I know that a number of you have been here for a long time. Just a poll real quick, how many of you have been here for at least a decade? How about two decades? How many of you have been here from the launch? Just a few of you. But it's remarkable to see. Some of you have been here for a long time and can remember a lot of different times of seeking to move forward on this. Some of you can remember the Arise and Shine campaign that took place back in 2000s. Many of you can remember what took place 8 years ago. 8 years ago, the ministry center was constructed and has provided a wonderful place for ministry and office space for church staff. But there has still been this longing for a place that our entire church family can gather in to worship Jesus Christ together. Well, 2 years ago, in the fall of 2018, we gathered as a church family after spending some time fasting and in prayer to present pledges to what each family and individual could give towards the building. You, as a church family, pledged to give just shy of $300,000. It was a tremendous showing of your commitment to the Lord and the generosity of His working in this area. However, at that time, our projected building costs were a little over $1 million. The elders decided that we needed to reduce the size and bring the cost of the building to a more obtainable number. But our desire never changed. Our desire never changed. We firmly believed, and we still do, that the Lord has been leading us to press forward with the construction of this building. And that has become all the more obvious over the past several months as the coronavirus has struck our world and we were denied entrance into this facility. Now, that is not a statement to criticize the school. We are deeply thankful to Cardinal School District for allowing us to meet in this building, but nevertheless, it is a reminder that we are at the will of the school for when we can meet and how long we can meet. We believe that a full-functioning building where our entire church family could gather whenever we consider it necessary, we would further enhance the opportunity to minister within this area for generations to come. It would be a place where we would regularly gather on Sunday mornings, but it would also be a place where we could have the capability to do things that we cannot do within the facilities that we currently have, like hold weddings, or conduct funerals, or put on larger conferences that our entire church family could gather in, or to participate in a full-fledged church dinner. But we are closer than we have ever been to breaking ground. You, as a church, have been giving faithfully to this project. I, as well as the other elders, we've been amazed at your generosity over the past several years. And we've been amazed even more while we've been separated from each other and meeting exclusively during this pandemic. During that 9-week separation, I had had conversation with other church leaders, and many church leaders were expressing their concern of how giving would be affected while the church was not meeting in person. But I praise God that that has not been an issue at Cornerstone Bible Church. That is not a pat ourselves on the back type of moment. That is a praise be to God. He is glorious. God has been so generous to you as an act of worship. You have faithfully responded by giving wholeheartedly to the ministry of this church. You have graciously given to the general fund as well as the building fund. I don't know how many times over the past several weeks or past several months I saw the building or I saw the general giving update, and I was blown away. In total, as we talk about the building fund, in total you have given $318,207.21 to the building fund. A portion of that money has come from money that you have pledged to give, but also that is money that has come in without a pledge. Now, we have spent a portion of that money already in the building fund, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment. But the projected cost of a completed building should be approximately between $600,000 and $800,000. It is our intention to keep the cost as low as reasonably possible without affecting the quality of the building. But we praise God. We praise the Lord for his faithfulness in your life and your desire to open your hands and your bank accounts to give towards the completion of this building. But we still have a long ways to go. A long ways to go with raising the necessary monies to finish this project. Our intent, though, is to start with the money that we have in hand and keep moving forward as the money continues to be given. Over the past several years, you as a church have walked by faith, and the leadership of the church has been seeking to do that as well. So last fall, we hired an architect, spending approximately $20,000 of the building fund to begin working on the drawings of the building. So currently, what we have in the building fund is somewhere closer to $300,000 to move forward with. And in the past month, the elders and the building team received the first construction drawings, and they look fantastic. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll have some 3D renderings so that you can get a really good glimpse of what the building will look like. And right now, the architect's construction drawings are under review at the Geauga County Building Department. At the same time, the Mullett Company, which is a building company here in the area, is receiving bids so that we can get clear-cut numbers of how much everything will cost. But keep in mind, we are not looking to outsource every phase of this construction. We are hopeful, through the labor of the people within this church, to keep the costs of each phase significantly lower than what a construction company would charge. So you'll have more and more opportunities to invest in the blessings of this building as it gets closer to becoming a reality. My hope is to see many of you with paintbrushes in your hands or projects along the way that you can participate in as we join in this together. And I don't know if I can fully express how excited I am about this. It's amazing to hear of all of the attempts to move forward on this project over the past couple of decades. But here we are, on the brink of actually doing it. God has been so good to us. We are so close that in the next several days, we are planning on ordering the steel for the construction of this building. That's amazing. That's a praise God type of moment. And some of you are clapping. Go ahead, you can clap. We are hopeful to actually be in this building by next year. Possibly, if money continues to come in to keep construction progress moving, we could be in that church building within the next 6 months. I mean, isn't that amazing? Praise be to God for the working in the midst of our church. Apart from God, this entire project gets left on the drawing room floor. But let me ask you a question. Are you all in? Are you fully committed to seeing this project move forward? We pray that you are, because there is still work to be done. There's still finances to be raised. But would you express your commitment to the church building project by showing up at our groundbreaking ceremony? You hear me right? We're having a groundbreaking ceremony. That's how close we are. We are having a groundbreaking ceremony on Sunday afternoon, July 26th, right after the morning service. By being in attendance that day, we ask that you would do a few things for us. Do things not just for us, but for our church. We ask that you would, one, that you would pray. That you would pray for our elders, that you'd also pray for our building team. Pray for unity. I don't know how many building projects you've been a part of, but you come to a building project, how many ideas that come up? Lots of them. Pray for unity. Pray for wisdom. We want to move, and we want to do the things that we do by the hand of God. So pray for us. We also ask that you continue to give generously to this project. We have. You know, many of you have. Many of you are. And we continue to ask you to give and to give as we seek to meet these goals to finish each phase. And third, would you help? Would you commit to helping in projects where you are able? Offering your time, offering your skill, or even being willing to learn new skills to help all along the way. As you talk about the breaking ground ceremony, there is a possibility, let me just say this straight out, there is a possibility that there will actually be some ground broken prior to the ceremony. But the intention of that day is that we would want to gather as a church family to recognize and celebrate the work of God that He has done and that He is doing in our midst. We pray that this building would be blessed by God and will be a place that the gospel is proclaimed, where sinners are saved, where the saved are sanctified, and where the church, where the people of God will glorify Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, for generations to come. I'm excited for this. I pray that you are as well. I want to just go before the Lord and thank Him for the work that He is doing, and just ask for help as we seek to continue to move forward with this project. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you so much for being an awesome God. God, it is so exciting, it is so encouraging to see you moving in our midst, to be able to move forward in such a way. God, this is bigger than each and every one of us. And quite honestly, some of us, this is only a little bit for us, but it's all for you. And it's even more so, not even more so than for you. All of the things are for you, but those who will benefit it won't necessarily be my generation the most. It'll be the next generation, the next generation. God, we long to be a church. We want to be a church that glorifies your Son, Jesus Christ, until the day you return. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to get into a facility to use as a toolbox for advancing the kingdom of God. We do long to see people within our church or come to our church to be saved, to grow in their faith, and then to be sent out to continue to advance your kingdom. Help us in all of this. Help us to give you the glory for all of this. For we are simply humble servants who want to serve our King. Help us to do that in the midst of this project and in everything that we do. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray today. Amen.